All right, good morning, good morning. We like every week to bring a prophecy update. We try and corroborate things that are happening in the world to centuries-old Bible prophecies. In his famous discourse on the Mount of Olives, Jesus mentioned Noah with regards to events in the Great Tribulation. You remember he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. The Apostle Peter, in his epistles, when he talked about the last days, also used Noah and his days as a prominent example. One of the things happening in the days of Noah involved tampering with the human race itself. We read in Genesis chapter 6 of the sons of God mating with the daughters of men and producing some kind of a monstrous, changed offspring. Now, we don't have all the answers to what was happening there. We believe the sons of God is a reference to fallen angels we would call demons. And though some of it remains a little bit mysterious, it's clear that they were polluting the genetics of the human race or seeking to change what it means to be human. And so if that's a sign of the last days, and we've got lots of things that we've been doing recently technologically that fit into that. CNBC posted an article this week titled Immortality by 2035. Let me read you some excerpts from this. This is a serious article by serious scientists. You're going to think I'm making this up, but it's true. Some of the smartest people in the world, I didn't get an invite, but some of the smartest people in the world are gathering in New York to try to figure out how to build lifelike copies of humans to be eventually uploaded with the contents of a real human brain. Imagine this, a digital copy of your brain in a different life form that could live for hundreds of years and be replaced. There are several stages to this proposal, including an early stage. They call it Avatar A, where lifelike avatars, or we would call them androids, are created, but without an actual brain in them. So they're teenagers. Instead, you would be able to, or pastors, or Calvary pastors, one of the two. Probably Calvary pastors after today. Instead, you would be able to mentally occupy the avatar and would have the same sensation. Ever get the impression when you're talking to somebody that you're mentally occupying a shell? We could have the first phase that will enable people to operate a non-biological body in the next 7 years. The next phase, Avatar B, is a brain transplantation. Instead of your dying, neurosurgeons isolate the brain and some of the spinal cord, put it in a life support system, and that is inserted into the android developed in Avatar A. The timetable for this would be 2020 to 2025. In the next phase, Avatar C, you make the brain non-biological by uploading it into a computer, preferably a Mac. The timetable, otherwise you just go blue, but the timetable gives a whole new meaning to the blue man group, you know, 2030 to 2035. Sound crazy? One of the speakers, Theodore Berger, will show how he has already replaced the hippocampus, that part of the brain most heavily associated with memory, of a rat with a computer chip. Berger has shown that rats so implanted have a memory without the original biological component. The final phase, Avatar D, is a replacement of the physical body with a non-physical hologram-like body. You're essentially living inside a computer, but you can physically manifest yourself as a hologram. Think Princess Leia in Star Wars. The goal, 2045. Work has already started in Avatars A, B, and C. Now, I don't know where this will head, but this is serious science. These guys are really doing this. Even if you don't connect this with the days of Noah and tampering with the human race, you could perhaps connect it to the book of the Revelation, where there's a mysterious event takes place where man called the false prophet in Revelation somehow animates an image of the beast, of the Antichrist. Maybe it's an avatar that he is able to do this technology with. There's also 2 Thessalonians says what? That as we go, as people go into the great tribulation, it says they will believe the lie. It says a lie, but it means the lie, and we believe that to be the lie that man can become as God. That was the lie in the Garden of Eden. That's the lie that the devil wants to perpetrate. And essentially what these scientists are doing is saying we can live forever. In other words, we're just like God. We're going to take your consciousness or whatever you would call it and put it in something that can live forever. I guess as long as there's electricity. But anyway, so men acting like God, the days of Noah, wherever you want to pin this, it's clear that ours is the generation seeing a fantastic technology never before known to man, rapidly exploding on the scene. God, even if you separate it from all of those Bible references, God can't let us go on that much longer playing God. And so every week we tell you that what's interesting in light of this body stuff, we are going to live forever in bodies that the Lord will provide for us. And in a sense, if you want to use this analogy, he's going to upload our spirits and our souls into these glorified bodies. So we believe that if you die, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Your soul and your spirit are with the Lord. When he returns to rapture the church, the dead in Christ will rise first. Your physical body will be raised in a glorious new form and be reunited with your soul and spirit to live forever in heaven with him. And those of us who are alive and remain will be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye and caught up together with him. And so God's already going to do this. Men are trying to do it, but they don't want to keep God in their knowledge. They don't want to do it from a point of view of repentance and faith in the Lord. They want to do it on their own, the way the devil did and the way he encouraged Adam and Eve to. And so, interesting times, to say the least. Since the rapture is an imminent event, we always, every week, tell people to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.